Hey besties, it's Sierra
and Judy,
and we're Love That For You with a special episode, Giggling in Seattle. We have a special episode for you about our trip to Seattle to see one of our favorite podcasters, the Giggly Squad. And we have so much to share with you. Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. So, as we giggled in Seattle, we also ate amazing food and wanted to tell you about it. So Judy, can we dive into our highs and lows?
Yeah. My high was Giggly Squad. Big surprise.
Shocker.
I know.
Wish we were doing a drinking game with this. Giggly, shot, giggly.
I'm drinking tea. It's real hot right now, so I don't want to participate in that game. But yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
But yeah. Yeah. You know, and just like a side note, because I was listening to their pod yesterday, they were saying that Seattle was one of their favorite crowds. So no big deal. We were a part of that. So I just like that to be known because it's real important.
We helped make a difference.
We did. But yeah, it was freaking fantastic. And it was really, I think it's hilarious that Paige couldn't stand up because of her clothing choice.
She wore what seemed to be like a men's white shirt and then a sash.
Some kind of thing that she turned into a skirt.
It was a contraption that was held around her waist.
Definitely a contraption. Not even sure it was a clothing item, but I'm here for it.
Oh, I'm sure it was a clothing. Like, I'm assuming it's probably in the clothing realm, like an accessory, like a scarf. But that thing was holding on for dear life.
She is bold. She is a bold. She's a bold bitch.
My ass could never.
Whatever, I need like 7 of those. Like,
oh, I feel like that. I feel like that line from Friends where it was like, what was the swimsuit comment? Was like, how was that when they covered the state of? What was the state? Damn it!
Oh my gosh, I don't even.
Connecticut was that the state exactly of Connecticut or something like that? But
oh my gosh. Everything is relatable back to Friends.
Always and forever. Fight me on it. Giggly was so much fun. I mean, that was our intent, was to travel up to Seattle, as the fun people say it.
Sure.
And it was being able to like go see our favorite podcasters, the people who started it all. Or inspired us at least to do it. So our hotel was great. I think that was probably one of my favorite things too, to be honest. Not only seeing like Giggly, but also like being able to like be in an actual hotel. Y'all, I haven't traveled since like last year.
The duvet cover situation wasn't my favorite, but I could get past it, I guess.
What was?
The duvet cover.
Okay, so let me talk a little bit about the hotel. So you guys can have like a frame of reference here of what I'm talking about and why Judy's upset with her duvet cover. We stayed at Stay Pineapple, which is a chain that I've been to before. They have many locations. They even have one up in Portland. I believe it's called The Rose or something like that. It's in like downtown Portland off of the waterfront. Judy, we actually need to go there for their cocktails at their place. Just saying. Real cute. But they have these really cool amenities that they offer. They are pineapple themed. Love that. It's so cute. We even got pineapple cookies that were not flavored pineapple, so Judy could eat them.
It's true.
Judy, like, looked at me like I was not like telling her the truth when I was like, it's not pineapple flavor.
Well, because you and John both would be the people that would do that. So
no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't trick you in eating pineapple. I would try to ask you to please eat pineapple for my sake, because I think you love me, but I'm not sure if you'd still eat it. But so one of the perks about staying at State Pineapple is that they offer this naked experience, meaning they give you like basically twin duvet covers on a queen size mattress, so you can be able to have your individual blankets
when you're staying with your lover.
Trust me, if you're staying with your lover, those duvet covers are not on the bed. I'm just saying. If you're going to call them your lover.
One of mine did end up on the floor by the morning.
We. Okay. And also to give more context, we did not share the same bed. We got a two bed. We got a two bed queen bedroom. Super cute.
Which is why the two duvet covers was so strange.
It was definitely baffling to Juti. I'm pretty sure Juti's words were, what the fuck is this?
True.
But it was cute. I loved it. I was obsessed. But yeah, we got ready. Our event was, I can actually hold, please hold. I'm going to pull it up. We have a shared note with all of the details of like where we were versus where our the venue was. We were a 7-minute walk. We were a couple blocks away from the venue. Could not have been better. Private parking, which, I mean, if you're kind of a stickler like me when it comes to, like, your car and its safety because it's your child, because you still owe a lot of money on it, parking's important. And that was included in our room fee, and I was really jazzed about it. That was probably my favorite part about the hotel, to be quite honest. I'm like, it's protected.
I mean,
literally a 7-minute walk. It was so cute. But yes, the duvet cover, that's why Juti was not a fan of the duvet cover. Uh-oh. Was not a fan of the naked experience.
Well, they didn't have any sheets either. It was just the duvet cover. So they really expect you to not need anything in the bedroom.
Maybe they really wanted you to be naked. I don't know.
I should have just put on one of those robes and gotten into bed.
You should have. I know Judy was like, can I take this home? I'm like, pretty sure that doesn't come with the room.
Ross can.
The divorce force.
Oh my gosh. Just a quick side note, I am doing an event for work and we're like selling tickets to it. And I put together the ticket site and it went live and everything like that. And all I keep thinking about posting is little gifts with Ross can give me the tickets. I'm just like, no, Judy, reel it in.
Phoebe, you will have a restraining order from the stings.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, honestly, I think our trip was phenomenal, especially when it comes to good food. Dude.
We're not even there yet.
I'm just saying the whole experience and then food on top of it made it.
Yeah.
Let me have my moment to be happy about food.
That's every it moment.
It's my high. I may not mention it, but it's in between the words.
Okay.
But yeah, so should we just dive into what you're eating?
We might as well. Do you not want to talk about what your low is?
Not particularly.
Okay, moving along.
So, whatcha eating? We're going to go in order of where we went based on day, apparently, because this is how I labeled.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, I'm like, as I'm typing, I'm like, let me just go ahead and recreate where we went throughout the night. So what you eatin' is going to be our Seattle edition. Oh, I should even I'm going to add one more place.
Oh, no. Oh, you're welcome for that one.
There you go. I can spell right. Okay. So, Judy,
yeah.
Take it away with the first one.
Take it away. I don't even remember how you found this place. If I had just
Googled
up dumplings or
Google
what the situation was.
I think you were yelping a lot in the car and I was too busy worrying about, you know, rain going, you know, 80 miles an hour. I was like, you handle the food. I'll worry about our lives.
Yeah. You said yelping and I just immediately went to like sound bites versus like it's actually a description of looking on the website Yelp for things. But a place called Pelmeni Dumpling Tzar, which has the longest name ever, but it's fine. They're like a Russian dumpling place. So there's the potato dumplings and then the meat dumplings. And we got one called the mac and cheese. And what was the other one? Can't think of it for the life of me.
Razorback.
The Razorback. Which was so freaking good. Honestly, I think it was because of the sour cream.
Which you can, if you want to drool over the sound of that food there, you can see the photos on Instagram. It is posted. It was really bomb.com. We ended up doing the right thing, which was splitting, because that's what married couples do. And we had the best of both worlds.
I think we did go a little over the top in getting larges, but that's fine.
Honestly, yeah, I could have had more of the Razorback one, to be quite honest. But yeah, there was just so much food that night.
Yeah.
I think I told Judy, I was like, do you want to hear the most erotic thing that I think you're going to ever hear? And she was like, what? And I'm like, let's get two different places and take it back to your hotel and not wear bras and watch whatever the fuck we want. Because I have my Fire Stick with me.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
We added to cart. But yeah, it was great. Can I talk about the chicken wing place?
Yes, please.
Oh my god. I was looking up area like food places around us and found I don't even know how to fucking pronounce this. I'm sorry if they ever listen. I don't know if it's Shimac or Shimac. But it is a chicken wing place that is like if our venue was 7 minutes walking distance, this place was 8. It was so close. They had amazing chicken wings. We ended up getting a few different wings. I'm really sad.
I know.
They done did me dirty. I wanted these snow wings, which is like garlic parmesan dry rub wings that looked heavenly. And they had a system error and for some reason was not able to get my order. So they just skipped it.
Yeah.
Who fucking does that? But that's fine. I'm not bitter. You can still make it up to me, Shimac. But anyway, we got Korean. No, we didn't get the Korean ones. We got chili jam. And we got
the soy
garlic.
Yeah.
I think the votes were in.
Soy. Okay, anyway, sorry.
You liked the soy garlic ones, right? The best?
I sure did.
I liked the chili jam one probably the most.
I knew you would.
I think the Korean one would have been a little bit too hot, but I still liked the kick that the chili jam offered. I still want the snow wings, though. I'm not driving up to the university district again
for wings. I know. I tried looking up online to see if, I don't know what I tried to see, but it was not successful.
You know, I know there's better
but
out
I
there
tried
for me.
You, so it's fine.
I think that, you know what, a part of me is okay that I didn't get them now. Because here, okay.
Having a
I already have commitment issues. So for me to be committed to a wing that is not within my area, that's really rough for me. But a man, oh, that would be ideal. I'll see myself in therapy now. But anyway, so good. I feel like Judy wants me to mention this too. I can't tell because I can't see her, but okay. I can feel it. I ordered these kimchi french fries.
Oh my
from
God.
The Shemak place. And
oh, I all of a sudden got that smell back.
Honestly, I can still smell it. And it was like a week ago. You know, in theory, on paper, it sounded real bomb. By the time that I opened the container, I almost hurled. And we had zero alcohol that night.
I've had a lot of kimchi and kimchi things in my life. It has never smelled like that.
Even sautéed kimchi? I was like, no. I put the lid on and threw it away. The whole container. $14 worth of kimchi french fries out the window. I was like, I'm not doing this today. I'm not choosing violence.
I'm not doing this today.
I'm not choosing violence in this house. It's not even my house. It's a hotel. I'm not choosing it. Okay. Go.
Okay. Go. The most heavenly place on this earth was found upon the University District of Seattle. If you've ever...
For breakfast.
I don't know. I would have this at any moment of the day. If you have ever wished someone would have buttered your buns better, this is your place. It sounded differently in my head coming out. Morsels. Morsels was the greatest place on this earth. We have Pine State Biscuits here in Oregon, and Morsels literally... I don't even remember Pine State Biscuits anymore. That biscuit was so freaking delicious.
You had a biscuit sandwich, which also
sure
can be found on the gram.
Yes.
Because I'm sorry. Okay. As much as I love reading a menu, I'm a visual person. So until I see that, you know, I see some bomb-ass food pics, because dare I say, I love food porn.
It's true.
I'm not easily convinced until I actually get it. And then I see photos and I'm like, done. You had me at whatever photo this was. So you had a really good sandwich. I think your sandwich was called Spanish Fly.
The Spanish Fly, yeah.
It was very yummy. It looked at least yummy.
So good.
I don't know what it is, but a cheddar chive biscuit has me in my feels. And I think that's exactly what you and I both got.
Yeah, and it was loaded with butter, and I just love them.
Butter, cheddar, chive. Hi. Yeah, I got a really good sandwich too. I think mine was a little bit more low key, but still mine was really bomb.
What did you get?
I got the cheesy biscuit, and instead of their tomato paste that they had, I got bacon jam. And their bacon jam was a lot for me, so I kind of like had a little flavoring on there. But I just loved the biscuit. It was a really good biscuit.
So freaking good.
I think the only other biscuit place that I've really ever gone to was Biscuit Bitch up in Seattle. I mean, granted, the last time I had Biscuit Bitch, I was 21 and a child. So I'm like, I don't even remember. But this place was heaven. Nothing beat that place. I agree. As far as biscuits go, Morsel had it beat. I second you on that.
You're welcome.
We need to find a place that's in Oregon. Maybe they should come to Oregon. We'll be emailing you, Morsels.
Honestly.
Okay. I'm going to talk about the other chicken wing place that we went to, and then you can talk about the espresso place.
Okay.
Because I feel like that was your place to show me, so I'll leave that to you.
Sure.
Ooh, in the ice cream place. So, Bakabak is the highlight of my trip when it comes to food. Our time was brief, and I didn't get to consume as much as I wanted because I was distracted. RIP, my ADHD. Bakabak has been known to. Is known to the World Wide Web, the TV world, on diner dives and drive-ins. They have.
I think the best thing there wasn't even wings.
You know, as much as I liked their chicken, their dirty rice had me messed up. I mean, mm-hmm. I suddenly knew what love songs were about.
Oh my god.
It was rice. It was a cheesy sauce, a kind of like a spicy sauce. It had green onion.
Chives and shallots.
Shallots. I opted in. They offered a soft poached egg because you girl dirty like that. So I was like, yes, please. Judy opted out for.
Yeah, it was a little too dirty for me. Yeah. They wouldn't fry the egg. They would only soft poach it.
Which is rude. I feel like they should be able to offer all things.
Exactly.
I have some questions on why they couldn't. But honestly, I really like the soft poach egg. It was really bomb. I just remember it's warm embrace. also can check it on the gram. I literally have been like creating like a food blog essentially at this point, I feel like. But yeah, Bakabak was really great. And then the chicken that we got, I ended up getting a coconut brown butter chicken strips. That was like a dry rub. Our time was brief, but it was amazing. We spent one magical evening together. And then it went away.
And then it went away.
Judy, you got... What did you get again?
It was their, like, house-made barbecue spice rub.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
It was good. It was just thick.
You know what? They did not disappoint on the size of their chicken. I like to ask when I go to places, like, how big? Like, to know how much I should order. Three chicken strips at this place was plenty.
She literally said, it's a good size. What does that mean?
She's like trying to give us like, you know, like maybe it could be this size. Maybe it could be smaller. But, you know, I'm like, okay, well, let's just do three. I got it. I did not got it.
No.
That was a thick ass piece of chicken. I was like, you did not disappoint. I could have probably ordered one or the other. But instead, I chose the hardest way possible and orderable. My attention could only have been dedicated to one selection at that point. I should have just gone with one. But yeah, Bakabak, hella good.
Yeah.
Yours?
There is a, it's not really a secret, but you have to look for it. Coffee place in Pike Place Market. No, it's not the original Starbucks sit down. It's called Ghost Alley Espresso. Actually, fun fact, not so fun, but still a fact. When I got up to Seattle months prior to that with John, we went to Ghost Alley, and he doesn't do caffeine, which I didn't think of as a big deal, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So when he got that, the bottom one, the Earl Grey tea with a shot.
Oh, and yeah, like, didn't he say?
Yeah.
Like, was that you or was that him that you're like, I'm pretty sure I was having a heart attack?
It was John. We literally had to get a security guard involved.
That's intense.
It was crazy. But, and the security guard was like, yeah, Ghost Alley is known for their like wicked caffeinated espresso.
I was very happy with mine. Can I say what I got mine?
Yeah.
Dude, I got the salty nuts.
Okay.
It was what, hazelnut and another sort of caramel or salted caramel or something. Yeah. It was a bomb-ass drink.
With sprinkles and such. Mm.
You know what? Starbucks, you can see yourself out in this chat.
Yeah. I got their special that, what was it called? The Cookie Monster? Or whatever.
I think something. They're like their cookie, like cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. The cheesecake.
You can see it on our gram. Like, I think I took a photo.
With chocolate milk? Are you freaking kidding me? Anyways, have to go.
Honestly, it was amazing. They were really good. I don't think I've ever been there before. But yeah, I don't ever think to get my coffee next to the gum wall.
Yeah, I guess they've been there longer than the gum wall.
Oh, so they've been overshadowed by the gum wall?
Yeah.
That's sad. But you can definitely see the cute little ghost cafe or the Ghost Alley Espresso place on the gram. I posted on it. It's cute. It was a vibe, I have to say. I loved it. Okay. Roji Monster Ice Cream up in Seattle. Let me just tell you, folks. When I tell you this is like the cutest fucking place that I've ever been, it's the cutest fucking place I've ever been. It's like literally walking into a Studio Ghibli place, like movie. Like, it was just amazing. I think we both got some pretty good stuff, which can also be seen on the gram.
And a little tour in TikTok.
And TikTok. Yeah. You can check us out on TikTok. Please like and follow on all of the things that helps us. But anyway, shameless plug. I'm so bad at those. But yes, they literally had the cutest little like ice cream shavings that were folded into like a little triangle, and they put little eyes on it to make it look like a little triangle monster thing. It was so cute. What did you get?
I got the Thai milk tea ice cream with the organic corn flake clusters and white chocolate chips.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. And I got black sesame with like this honey jelly cake thing and like this black tea and rice ball thing. It was okay. I liked the little cake, the jelly honey cake thing. That was cute. I would have done honeycomb next time. Like, I'm going back.
Yeah, well, now we have to go back for reasons.
Back and more sales. It was so good, honestly. I could just have one day again where we just do that again.
Where we just go up there for food. Nothing else. Nothing spectacular. Just literally food.
I mean, I was where we were at, my dad texted me. It was like, you guys are only 19 minutes away from where you bought your car.
My gosh, he's so precious.
I was like, okay, but I'm not going to Lynwood.
Oh, dear.
But honestly, okay, so your favorite place out of all the places that we talked about, what was your fave?
Morsels, like.
Hands down.
Dude, I'm like, sometimes, it's been more than once, I've woken up and dreamed about it.
You know when you've fallen in love and you just, it always brings you back to where you fell in love with.
Yeah, like right now I'm thinking about it, but it's fine.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Those chicken wings that Shemac, the I can talk tonight. Jeez. The chili jam one. Yum. Mm-hmm. They had some tender ass chicken. Apparently I've been on a big chicken wing kick, so that's fun. But yeah, and then let's talk about things that we're doing with our bodies.
Sure.
I went to Seattle and walked.
Literally what she wrote down.
Okay, as a disclaimer, before this, I had COVID for 3 weeks. So I was like, what is the word? Dying. Dying was the I was just miserable, feeling sick. And it was like trying to regain energy so quickly. It's not easy, but I did it. it was tough, but started from the bottom. Now we're here.
We did start from the bottom when we walked up that huge hill to the theater.
Past the crazy homeless person shouting fuck to everybody.
Yeah.
I don't think I ran more. I don't think I had more motivation in that moment where I was like, yep, nope, we gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go.
Bust yeah, it. And she just leaves her short friend with her short legs.
I literally think I told you, I looked at you and you're like, jump on my back. We need to get the fuck out of here. Jump on my back. Let's go. I'm wearing like my Doc Marten boots too, must I add. So I'm like already like, and they're newer, so I need to break them in more. But I'm like, we need to hustle. Jump on my back. We're leaving.
Yeah.
Really scary still. Yours?
Mine was, I'm part of Orange Theory Fitness, which I really freaking love. I have never loved working out, and I don't know. There's just something about it. But I'm part of this transformation challenge, which is totally kicking my ass. Tonight I went back for the first time in like a week because I've had like a pulled muscle thing, and Lauren jumped up on the treadmill at one point. She's like, Judy, you and me. And she just like, I don't know, Lauren's my favorite person, dude. She's legit. But
that's funny. Anytime people target me when I do workout stuff, I'm like, leave me alone.
I mean, I don't they work target with everyone. That's the point of it. I didn't think I would like it.
See, the Aquarius in me is like, I don't negotiate with terrorists, okay? Yeah. Get off my back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care for it. I'm like, please leave me alone. I like to be faded into the background. I'll be a shrub.
I mean, you could probably tell her at the beginning of class, hey, like, let's just be chill today. I want to have a chill workout. And she'll be like, okay, like, Planet Fitness is down the street.
At that point, I'd be like, okay, just so you aware, you target me. I can't control what happens.
Right. Well, the cool thing is that we're playing bingo. So you get like different spots filled out for different things, like going to a 5 a.m. class or taking a class with this coach, blah, blah, blah. And you can win some pretty sweet things like Sweatbox, like an hour at Sweatbox or like 2 hours at the Stretch Lab, places I've never heard of before, Orange Theory. And places I would never have visited before Orange Theory.
Those places sound extremely sexual.
I know.
Congratulations, it's sexual.
Congratulations. I'd like to have that experience. No, but the sweat lounge sounds wonderful.
Oh gosh, I low key miss LA Fitness and their sauna. I love saunas and their steam room.
They haven't been like, that's part of the reason why I stopped going to them, is because their swimming still wasn't open, the saunas weren't open, the hot tubs weren't open, nothing was open.
Right. I miss that. That's the one thing. That was the only reason why I had Active and Fit.
I thought you were going to say that's the only reason I had a gym membership.
That's the only reason why I had their gym membership.
Yeah.
To be quite fair. Let's be real. I'm not paying over $100 for average gym equipment. I will be paying my $25 a month to be able to go to any gym I want to go to, including using I put together before COVID the perfect gym routine. Okay. I was going to Planet Fitness to work out using their equipment and all their stuff there. I was part of their Black Card, so I had access to the hydro machine or the hydro massage chairs and all of the Black Card amenities there. And then I would go to LA Fitness for like a steam and the swimming pool.
Yeah, but not anymore. It's very sad.
R.I.P. Well, now I don't have Active and Fit. I paused it. But apparently you no longer need to have insurance to have Active and Fit, which is really cool.
Yeah, I'm not going back on that circus.
I don't think I'll go back on it, but I'm curious to know what has changed, because I think I heard it went up a couple dollars, which I'm like, okay, we'll see how that goes.
It's still only $25, but you can only add one gym in the rotation, and you have to wait like 2 weeks before you can move it out of rotation and put in another gym. You can't do it together anymore.
See, I want to look up on that because I'm curious to know, like, then what's the point? Like,
still get all the gyms. They took away. Well, I never had that feature. It's just when I had signed up to Active and Fit with Rivermark, that's the options they gave you.
Gotcha.
It was like, meh. It's really easy to switch and like move around and stuff, but you still had to like wait.
So yeah, I never had that, but I also went before COVID time, so I feel like that they must have changed things during COVID that I wasn't aware of, but I don't know. I feel like they're always changing stuff, so we'll see. I miss going to the gym and doing the gym life, but at the same time, sleep. But is there anything else we want to add?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I think that concludes our bonus episode. Be sure to like and subscribe to us on TikTok and all of your favorite streaming platforms. We also have TikTok, so follow us on there. Make sure to get all of the notifications, first postings on Instagram. Hit that little bell icon there so you're notified when we release new episodes. I love you guys so much. Appreciate you guys coming to laugh with us, hearing all of our fun adventures. Seriously, appreciate you guys. Love it. We love that for you, okay? We just love it for you. Hope you have a great rest of your guys' nights. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.